Okay, so let's have a look at the principles of insurance. So there are five principles of insurance that you need to know. So these are the basic rules that must be obeyed before an insurance company would agree to pay out compensation or on an insurance claim. And the five principles of insurance are: 1, insurable interest; 2, utmost good faith; 3, indemnity; 4, contribution; and 5, subrogation. So what do each one of these mean? So 1, insurable interest. So you need to know what this means. So this means that the person looking for insurance must benefit from the existence of the item being insured and suffer from the loss. So for example, if you can't insure your neighbor's house because you won't benefit from the existence because it's not your house, and you won't suffer from the loss if something happens. Also, you can only claim compensation on something for which you've taken out insurance. This is also known as the proximated clause. For example, if you insure business equipment against fire and it's stolen, the business cannot claim insurance because of the proximated clause. So insurable interest, you must gain from the existence and suffer from this loss. And proximate clause, if you insured against equipment being damaged in fire and it's stolen, well, then you can't claim insurance. The second one then, utmost good faith. This means that the insured must give truthful information and give all relevant or marital facts that when applying for insurance. So a marital or a relevant fact is anything that could influence the insured decision to take on the risk or what premium to charge. So for example, if you smoke, well then that'll be a relevant or a marital fact. So it's going to influence the premium that you're going to charge. Indemnity means, so a third one, indemnity. So this means that the insurer agrees to compensation for the actual financial loss. So it means you can't make a profit from the insurance claim and no compensation is paid for sentimental loss. So if you've insurance with two companies, the next one is going to contribution will take place because you can't make a profit from insurance because of indemnity. Life insurance is an exception to the principle of insurance. This principle also affects businesses and households who over or underinsured items. Overinsurance is when you insure the item more than what it's actual worth, and underinsurance is when the item is insured for less than its actual worth, and then the average clause will come into play there, and we'll talk about the average clause later on. The fourth one, then, contribution. So if this principle states that if the insured has insurance with two insurance companies, then the insurance company would divide the total cost of the claim between them. Why? Because of indemnity. You can't make a profit from a loss. So if, for example, you have a phone and you have phone insurance and you go on holidays and you got travel insurance and you lose your phone, you can't make a claim on the two insurances for the full amount. So for example, if you're supposed to get 100 euros, the two companies won't give you 100 euro each because then you'd be in profit. The two companies will give you 50 euro each. So that's equals 100. For example, a truck worth 100,000 is insured with company A for 100,000 and insured with company B for 100,000. A road traffic causes 9,000 worth of damage. How much will the business receive in compensation? So they won't receive 9,000 from company A and company B. They'll receive 4,500 from each company. Subrogation then. So this principle states that the insurers who pay out full compensation for an item insured are entitled to take possession of the item involved and sue the third party who causes the loss. So for example, if you tell the insurance company that your car is stolen and they've paid you compensation and then your car turns up, that's not your car. That's the car now of the insurance company. So they will take the car and they will sell it to try to get some of the money back. Or if there's an accident, they'll take the car and try to sue the third party for any loss caused. The average clause then, so this rule applies to partial loss when loss is suffered. For example, if you insure your house for 25% of the value of the house, the insurance company will only pay you 25% of the loss suffered.